listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about being people who get along well with other people. 1 John chapter 2, verse 9 says this: "He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now." It's a great compliment for a teacher to give a child in kindergarten or preschool if the teacher says this child plays well with other children. That just means that the child can get along with the other children. But what about God's children? Those of us who are in God's family, how do we get along? Do we play well with the others of God's children? Earlier in his letter, John wrote telling us that our relationship to sin and obedience is a measure of our fellowship with God. Here we see that our love for God's people is also a measure of our fellowship with God. If we say that we are in the light, yet we hate our brother or sister, our claim to fellowship with the God who is light is actually a pretty hollow claim. Sometimes it's easy to think being a Christian would be easy if it weren't for all the other Christians that I have to deal with. Many Christians live like the walking wounded. They're crippled by the scars that fellow believers have inflicted upon them. But no matter how badly you've been hurt, this measure still stands. If we can't love each other, we have no basis for claiming a real love for God. Our love for other Christians can measure our relationship with God. Now, is God being easy or is he being difficult when he measures us by our love for his other children? On the one hand, God is merciful in requiring this because we are measured by how we love other Christians, not by how those who are not yet believers. Now, please don't get me wrong. It isn't that we are free to hate those who aren't yet believers, even if they regard us as enemies. But God's focus right here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 9, is on his children getting along with each other. Now, on the other hand, God has given us an incredibly difficult measure because we often, perhaps rightly, expect much more from our Christian friends and associates. No one can hurt you like someone that you love and trust. And we hope and we should expect Christ-like treatment from those who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ. These things make it even more challenging to keep loving others as we should when we have been hurt. Think of the pain in your life that has come from other Christians. Was God asleep or on vacation when they hurt you? No, of course not. We must understand that for some reason God has allowed this conflict, this pain to come into your life. He has something good in it that he wants you to receive. Perhaps God has shut you off from others to draw you unto himself and then to send you back to them with love, forgiveness, and reconciliation. Whatever his purpose is, embrace it. God hasn't allowed this to happen to you, to cripple you, but to bring something good into your life. Start receiving that good today. I want it to be said of all of us that God can say of us, each one of his children, "This child of mine plays well with my other children." Let's hope that that's true of us today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.